And hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders-Blackman with Technology Espresso Radio. And today I'm interviewing Kim Rhyme. Hello, Kim, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, doing fantastic. And so excited that we were able to connect and pull this together in a short period of time. We're wrapping up the new year, and I think this is going to be a great episode and topic to end on because it incorporates so many things. I have to tell our audience that you and I met through a combination of events with Pink Tech and Pinkpreneur, through the Pink Mogul, Felicia Phillips, and I've known about you. I've seen your product. I've seen them sell out at our events. And interestingly enough, you know, this was our first time to kind of circle back and talk about getting you on the show because you really focus on kind of a healthy lifestyle, healthy product, and through your company called Serene Organics. And
yeah.
So we're going to dive into that. But ironically, as we were talking, and of course, when we were talking about healthy living and all of the different chemicals and the things that we put in our body, that has to do with science and engineering and even mathematics. But then you turned around and told me you had an IT background. So we're going to cover the whole gamut of STEM. And this just reinforces everything we said, that STEM is all around us. It's, you know, just sometimes it just has to be revealed. But I'm just really excited about all the things we have to talk about. And so I just kind of wanted to set that up for our audience. So, Kim, in your own words, why don't you tell us about your early beginnings and your background in IT? And let's start there, and then let's fast forward into what we'll talk about, Serene Organics. So let's tell us about your IT background.
Well, my background in IT, actually, you know, just being in STEM, I actually started out, I guess, more on the math side. With my undergrad degree, I studied accounting. So I did that for a while, and it wasn't until I got my first computer that I got interested in, you know, computer science and the IT field. So I eventually, after getting my degree in accounting, it was some years later, I went back to school to get my second degree in information technology. And, I mean, again, just enjoyed, you know, computers and that whole math field. It was, you know, all kind of still related within the math field or the STEM field. So I got my second degree in information technology, and also I kind of have a love for organization. So within information technology, I kind of chose the path of database management, you know, having to, you know, organize data, and, you know, so all that kind of played together for me, you know, my organization skills and organizing data and the management of it.
Awesome, awesome. And so you did that for some period of time. Take us through some of the type of work you did as far as in the data management area.
Well, with database management, I was a database administrator. I did that I actually worked for a number of companies. I started out at Lucent Technologies. I was actually more of an accounting database type of thing. It was kind of like an intertwine between account management and database management. I did that I was there about 3 years, got laid off from there, then moved on to Avaya. I was only at Avaya for a year before being laid off, and after Avaya, I went to Bell South, which is now AT&T, but at the time it was Bell South, and that was probably my longest position. I was there doing also in database management. I was there for about 5 years, and I was laid off from there. So at that point, I was, you know, pretty much just being sick of being laid off, so I wanted to do something different. And I was in a better financial situation to where I was like, okay, what else can I do? I mean, I always thought about starting my own business, but never really entertained the thought. But at that point, it's like, okay, I'm sick of being laid off. What else can I do? So I decided to, you know, go with something I'm more passionate about, or even more passionate about, which is, you know, natural health and, you know, alternative medicine. So I opened a vitamin herbal supplement store. That was in 2006. so, yeah, I did that, you know, just wanted to pursue my dream and try something different and, you know, dabble in entrepreneurship.
Very interesting, you know, and like you said, with being laid off, you kind of got to the point where you wanted to take matters into your own hands, and that's very understandable. So, you know, but you kind of touched upon something that I've talked about in other episodes too, is that when, you know, going into the IT field, you it's an opportunity for you to kind of build up a little bit of a safety net or nest egg to make that leap and just, you know, into something else. And you even talked about how you're more passionate. When you were into the math and even into the database administration, you had a passion for that. And that kind of just, you know, I think within a lot of people, you know, you kind of have your right brain, the things that excite you from an organization perspective. Then you got your left brain side, that creative side. Mm-hmm. And so certainly it sounds like Serene Organics is allowing you, you know, as an entrepreneur, really be creative, because you kind of own the whole brand, the vision, and can take it in a lot of different directions. So let me ask my next question, which, you know, a lot of people are afraid to make that big leap. The decision was kind of made for you. So what is the first couple of steps when you're stepping out on that entrepreneur ledge? What did that look like for you?
It was definitely scary. It was a scary thought, but like I said, I didn't have to, I guess, worry so much, because I also had just gotten married. So my husband was, you know, going to be the foundation to take care of things and, you know, to allow me to step out and do something different. So, I mean, even with that, it was still a scary pursuit. But just to get started, I mean, it takes a lot of, I guess, research and finding out how to do it the right way. And even, as you know, with the storefront, because I had a storefront, so, you know, the codes and getting everything started, it was a bit of a headache. But, I mean, once I officially opened, it was very much rewarding, you know, to have my own store and, you know, my own business. It was a headache. It was a lot of work, a lot of sweat, but very rewarding.
So when you stepped out there and you opened up your own store, what was the biggest surprise? What might have caught you off guard that you just didn't expect? Maybe different from, you know, being that entrepreneur, being the corporate space where a lot of things are predetermined and you don't have a lot of decision or say. What was your biggest surprise when you were your own boss, so to speak?
As my own boss, I guess different from the corporate field, it was, you know, I had to do everything myself. I was missing that team. And, you know, not having the team, I, you know, it was just shocking to know, okay, well, this has to be done, this has to be done, where in a corporate field you have another team member that might cover this piece. But when you're an entrepreneur or solopreneur, you have to do it all yourself. And I did drop the ball a lot of times, especially on probably even coming from an accounting background. I dropped the ball on, you know, taxes and keeping, you know, the finances straight and what was coming in and what was going out. And, you know, as well as running the store on a day-to-day basis, just having to run the background and, you know, the store, it was a lot. Yeah. So that was, you know, very surprising, which I knew, but once you're actually in it, it's still, you know, a shock to, like, okay, this is a lot, and how do I handle all of this? So, yeah.
Absolutely. Like you said, you got to run the front end, the back end, and you're trying to take care of the customer, your customer service piece of it, and just the day-to-day keeping the lights on and some of that back office stuff. I'm sure it can be a challenge. And we all have, probably, I often joke, you know, we all have those tasks that they're just not fun to us, we don't want to do, or we're just not good at it, and maybe we procrastinate. And a lot of times it just boils down to crunching the numbers and the books and the bookkeeping and stuff like that. So I talk about that too, but that's, you know, I have some of my bad habits and things that I had to really force myself to make sure I did first thing in the day before I got caught up in everything else, just because I would procrastinate, and that can be dangerous.
Yeah,
So you have had the experience of owning a store, and I'm sure there were lessons that you took out of corporate America and applied them to your business, or applied them to, you know, even from being a database administrator and managing and organizing data and that type of thing. Were there some things that you learned in corporate America that you applied in your small business?
I would probably say probably still organization, you know, just being organized, staying organized, which was hard to do. I knew to do it, and that's something that I took from corporate America, is you definitely have to keep things in order, you know, to be successful. If everything goes out of order, it's like it just creates a madhouse. But just the organization of, even though I wore all the hats at that time, you know, you have to kind of still split it up. Okay, now today I'm in this role, tomorrow I'm in this role, to keep things organized in each individual role to let it all flow together. So probably the organization of it, just staying organized.
Exactly. That makes total sense. It's kind of divide yourself up and have your different hats or your different buckets, and make sure that you're doing even distribution, you know, based on priorities and needs and that type of thing. So absolutely, yes, that's a very good point. So, you know, take us into your business, your product. Describe for our audience, what are some of the products, and why did you pick these particular types of products in this particular part of the industry to go into?
Well, the reason I decided to go into this industry in the beginning is because of my struggle with infertility. I actually struggled from infertility, and before I used to not necessarily be so healthy. I ate anything I want, you know, just, well, I guess I, you know, ate anything I wanted and didn't care about my weight. I guess I was younger then as well, so didn't care about my weight, didn't have to or whatever. But it wasn't until my struggle with infertility where I decided to go all natural. I changed my life completely. I got rid of all the toxic chemicals in my life. I started eating better. Actually, me and my husband went to see a fertility specialist, and, you know, they told me that I had what my issue was as far as my fallopian tubes being blocked. And they suggested surgery. Even though I, you know, didn't necessarily live a natural lifestyle, I never was the type of person who liked to take a lot of medicine or, you know, consider surgery as the first option. So I knew there had to be, or at least wanted to find another way. So it just kind of came to me as something that I needed to do was detox and, you know, get rid of all the toxins, starting with my home. I got rid of all toxic, you know, cleaning products. I started making my own cleaning products. I started, you know, taking supplements, vitamins, and I did choose certain vitamins. I didn't just want to take any type of vitamin because, you know, all vitamins aren't created equal. So I actually, and this helped me in my store as well. I took Nature Sunshine vitamins. I mean, I just like their company brand, what they stand for, how they produce their products. What else I do? I got rid of, you know, hair chemicals. I went all natural for the first time, stopped perming my hair. Just, you know, to live that full, natural, overall lifestyle is what I wanted to do. And, you know, that actually helped in my procedure. There were other steps I had to take to overcome the infertility, but that was the start of it that got me into the natural field.
Awesome. So just a whole change in your lifestyle. That's amazing. You know, and, you know, I think about it because as we, you know, as I was thinking about the show and you talk about healthy living, you've got to know a little bit, you know, you dive into labels and you talk about how you research the company and what they stood for and that type of thing. You know, you kind of get educated on, you know, science and biology and how the body works and that type of thing. You know, what were some of, did you have any particular revelations that you didn't realize about some of the things that you did have in your home or that you were eating as you kind of gotten more educated about the healthy lifestyle? What were some of the big revelations for you?
I'll say the biggest revelation was probably in the products that I used to clean my home. And it also, you know, kind of came back to me again with, because my mom was, she had her own business as well. She was an entrepreneur. She had her own cleaning service. And she used these same chemicals that we use to clean my homes. And it was a big revelation to me to know how toxic these products are and the damaging effects that it has on our bodies. And for the situation with my mom actually, with her cleaning business, she developed lung cancer. She's never smoked a day in her life, but she had this cleaning service where she used these what I call toxic chemicals on a daily basis, and she got lung cancer. So I think that was definitely the biggest revelation for me to know just how toxic these chemicals are. And also with being a stay-at-home mom for years, I, you know, kind of hung in around the circle of other stay-at-home moms, and to know that the rate of breast cancer was going up and for stay-at-home moms, because basically that's pretty much kind of what we do all day is clean all day. Not saying that working moms don't clean, but I guess just being in a home with the chemicals all day, it seems like that realm of moms, the breast cancer rate is going up. So that's, I mean, that was just a huge deal for me to know that, you know, this could be the cause of it.
Amazing. Amazing. Wow. You've just, you know, even opened my mind up. You probably just blew my mind. But, you know, that those are such valid points. And let me say, you know, when you said your mother had cancer, my heart goes out to you and to her in my prayers. You know, but you know what I think a lot of people, we keep hearing cancer. You know, every time we turn around, a friend, a family member is being diagnosed with cancer, and we do have to look at our lifestyle. What is causing this? You know, our bodies, I often joke and say, our bodies are a chemistry set, and you, whether you're inhaling or digesting, whatever you're putting in or rubbing on your body, all of those things, you're mixing different chemicals with those chemicals and foreign chemicals. And your body has a reaction to them. And, you know, just even your two examples, the cleaning products and even the rise in stay-at-home moms, the cause and effect of what you're around, what you're exposed to. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So, indirectly, you're also part an educator. It's just not just selling, you know, this bottle of pills, just another bottle of pills. It's an education. Are you surprised sometimes that people aren't aware as much information? You know, we've got the internet here, but do you still run into a lot of people who just aren't aware and you find yourself having to educate people?
Oh, yes, yes, definitely. And it took me some time, doing all the research that I've done, and I guess I feel like I'm always the last to know things. So I've done all my research, and I know what I know now, but to, like I said, just to talk to other people and for other people not to be aware of it, it's like, okay, well, I guess people don't know. And I guess that's what also got me back into wanting to, I guess, restart my business to just raise the awareness to other people of, you know, the effects that certain things could be causing on their bodies and their health.
Absolutely. So talk about some of your products. What are some of, if you had to name, especially like your top three, you know, whether it's your top three sellers or the top three that you like to start people off with, give me some examples of your products.
As far as the Nature Sunshine products, it's all vitamins, herbal supplements. I usually do an annual cleansing program. They have detoxing where you can cleanse your system out. I do that probably twice. Well, I would say once a year. I used to do it twice a year, but I've kind of slowed down on it. But I'll say definitely some type of detox program. You would want to do that at least once a year just to cleanse the system And I find a lot of people, you know, of course, the first of the year, which we're coming up to, want to jumpstart a new plan or some type of new program, generally around weight loss. But even with weight loss, it's like you have to start with cleansing your system. You can't just jump on a diet and expect to lose a lot of weight. I mean, it works for some people, but for some people it don't, and they you know, kind of wonder why am I not losing the weight? And it all can lead back to, you know, toxins. You need to clean out the toxins in order to lose those extra pounds that you're desiring to lose. So I would say definitely start with a cleansing program.
Excellent. Now, let me ask you, because I'm going to play devil's advocate if you don't mind, but, you know, I want to kind of ask the questions that the audience might have in their mind. Now, you know, you can go to a store and buy things off the shelf, but that's different, you know, kind of, or help me talk through why is that different, and what do you offer in the way of that? You know, someone just going to a shelf and grabbing something that has detox written on the front of it. What differentiates one from another?
I would say you definitely have to do your research on the brand, because, you know, a lot of people are wanting to go health, you know, go all natural or be more healthy, so they will go to a store and, you know, just pick up a product. So, and there are companies out there that are, you know, hip to this, and they just want to stick something on the shelf to sell to you. And they, you know, they don't formulate it correctly. It's not produced or formulated. They don't, I guess, take into consideration the proper ingredients. And through my research, I found that Nature Sunshine is one of the top companies that formulates their products. They think about their ingredients, where they come from, what they use in their products. And so that's one of the reasons I've stuck with Nature Sunshine for so long, because they care. I mean, they care about what they're putting in their products versus another company or brand that just, okay, well, I'm going to put this together, stick detox on it, put it on the shelf just to make money.
Exactly. Because it's, you know, detox can become a bit faddish. And, you know, any company, you know, that, like you said, that wants to make money, they're going to jump on the bandwagon. You can slap a label on it, mm-hmm. and, you know, people, you want that quick fix. I think also what I'm observing, too, is that you're using these products, so you're not just someone that's getting paid to sell these. You're kind of a living testimony. It helped you in addressing, you know, in part your fertility issues and that type of thing. And now this is something that you're passionate about, you're reading, you're researching. So it's like, if you're saying it works, it's because you used it, you're a living testimony. And I think that is, you know, that's a big difference. It's different than just selling. It's a passion too, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Like with me going through my infertility issues, you know, I researched what herbs I could take to help me with certain issues, like, you know, increased blood flow. And with Nature Sunshine, they actually have a female line that specializes in certain depending on what stage of life you're in, if you're infertile, menopause, whatever, they have specially formulated herbs for that. So that's where I started as far as taking the supplements with that and, you know, moving on to the next stage of life or whatever phase of life I'm in. And I know they have basically what I need. And, like, with my cleaning products, I started out making my own using certain essential oils or natural products, lemon juice, vinegar, you know, just making my own. And I later actually discovered another company called Melaleuca that makes all natural cleaning products. So that kind of took the guesswork out for me, and they have it all ready for me. So doing the research for that company, they've been around 30 years, you know, they make very good products. They stand behind their products, and pretty much everybody I know that uses them loves them. The products work. They clean excellent. So, yeah, I went with them for my cleaning products because I don't have to take the time to make my own, especially now having kids and trying to keep up with all that is too much.
It's understandable. Understandable. Well, you know, we've been talking for a while now with Kim Rimey of Serene Organic. Kim, why don't you give our audience, how do they get in contact with you? How do they get the product that you endorse and provide?
You can go to my website. I have the different links leading you to the different companies, all companies I work with. My website is sereneorganics.com. I have a Facebook page. You can pretty much find me on not all forms. I'm not sure about all of them, but Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Serene Organics, and that's SereneOrganics.
Excellent. And so how did you come up with your name? Talk to me about the name.
The name, like I said, with me going all natural, of course, I was eating organic, and organic being representing all natural, pure. And I wanted something that meant peaceful. So, you know, I actually came up with several different words. I can't remember at this time, but I just kind of landed on serene, you know, being peaceful, organic, you know, all natural, being serene. So, yeah, Serene Organics. And I came up with that name 10 years ago in 2006, right before I opened my store. So I just loved it, and I stuck with that.
Absolutely. And now with Serene or Organic, now you have the store now. You're all, are you 100% online at this time?
I am online, and I also have a team now.
Okay.
I am at Rejuvenate Holistic Wellness. It's a holistic wellness center where we offer other services in the natural field. There we have massage therapy. We do detox facials, the detox foot baths. There's a line of services at Rejuvenate Holistic Wellness.
Okay. And where's that located?
That is in East Point, off of Camp Creek Parkway, down from the airport.
Okay. And could you give us the address for our listeners who are in the Atlanta area?
Okay, yes. The address is 3845 Desert Drive, and
okay.
We're in Building 2, Suite 100.
Okay, and the name of that again is?
Rejuvenate Holistic Wellness.
Okay, excellent. And is there any number that you want to give out if they want to call just to make sure and get directions or pricing, that type of thing? Is there a phone number for them?
Yes, they can call 404-941-5205.
Okay, excellent. Now, just continuing on as we talk about the different products. Now, going organic, some people might, you know, be apprehensive about that. From the time you went organic, was there anything that you missed or that you really, it took some time getting adjusting to the organic lifestyle versus, being the other products that you were used to and convenient and that type of thing? What was the biggest adjustment, and did you miss anything in particular?
The biggest adjustment was going out to eat, because I love to go out to eat. So, you know, trying to choose the best options when going out. I know when I was at home, you know, where I shopped and what I was cooking at home, so that was easy. But when I went out to eat, it was like, okay, what's the best option to choose? Because I know more than likely it's not organic, but just trying to find the best alternative for when I went out to eat was the hardest. And actually, before I even went, you know, all natural organic, I stopped eating meat in, what was it, 2000. So even before all of this, in 2000, I stopped eating beef and pork. So probably during that time, the thing that I missed the most was probably the bacon. When I stopped eating beef, I never looked back. I didn't really look back at hamburgers or steak. I guess I didn't eat it much anyway, but I never looked back. It was the bacon that was the hardest for me.
now, so Now, let's talk about, you and I met through Pinkpreneur and Pink Tech, and I've seen you at several events. And I've got to ask you, when you have your table there, you always have one particular product. I think it's a type of water that always sells out. Can you talk about that?
Oh, yes, the detox water. I make a water that's it's a fruit-infused water with lemons or limes, and then I use a seasonal fruit. Mostly, you know, because like mostly berries have a lot of antioxidants. So with the citrus fruit and antioxidants, that helps to, you know, release toxins from your body, help you to flush out toxins better than just the plain water. And I sell that at events when I vendor at events, and it's also available at Rejuvenate Holistic Wellness.
Okay. And people love it. I many times see you set up the table, and then I get distracted somehow. By the time I get back to you, you are sold out. So
yes.
People really love it. And it looks so beautiful in the bottle. That's one thing that always the presentation is awesome. So now let's talk about, you know, Pink Tech, Pinkpreneur, the Pink Mobile. How did you first get exposed to that? And, you know, what capacity? I know I often see you have a table that there, but above and beyond that, talk to me about how you've been engaged with the Pinkpreneur Network.
Okay. I think the first time I got involved with Pinkpreneur Network is through an event that I went to back in August or September of last year. I believe it was the Pink Tech event that I went to, and after that, I was pretty much hooked. I just wanted to go out to all the Pinkpreneur Network events, and soon after that as well, Felicia Phillips became my business coach, and she, you know, also helped me in developing the detox water that I now have, that I do now sell. So she played a big part of that, and also in other areas of my business.
Excellent. So tell our audience who might not be familiar with the Pinkpreneur and Pink Tech, why do entrepreneurs and solopreneurs and in the case of Pinkpreneur, you know, why do women entrepreneurs have these type of networking events? How did it help you, and what did you seek out when you got affiliated with it?
Well, Pinkpreneur Network is a networking event for female entrepreneurs, and you know sometimes there are men there as well. But any entrepreneur, if you're an entrepreneur or an entrepreneur, you definitely want to attend networking events. It's just a good way to connect with other entrepreneurs, get ideas. There's good collaboration, and just the connection, you know, of other like-minded individuals to help you grow in your business.
Absolutely. And so are there any particular takeaways that you've taken from some of the events? I know you talked about your one-on-one coaching with Felicia, but any other parts of the event that have really kind of had an impact on you or something that you used and applied with your business after attending an event?
I would say just probably, especially with the Pink Tech events, just using or taking advantage of the technology that we have to help us grow and to maintain our business. Definitely have to take advantage of technology, whether it be, you know, having your website, being online, having an online presence, staying organized, you know, through different systems of your computer. So just having that technology piece of your business that's what I normally would take away from any event, whether it's Pink Tech or just any networking event, you know, just hearing different ideas of other individuals of what tech pieces that they use for their business.
Absolutely. And that's a good segue. Can you talk to us a little bit about, in your business, how do you use social media? What are you using from a technology perspective? What are some of the things that help you? Because like you talked about, that I can imagine, you know, and even in my own experience, being an entrepreneur, it's easy for it to suck up all of your time. It's much different from a 9-to-5 job where you sometimes can just turn it off. So what are some of the little tricks that you've come across, or how do you leverage technology to help you to kind of clone yourself, you know, and to give you more time in your day?
I'll say, for one, when it comes to social media, just trying to stay, you know, on top of all the different platforms. There is one system that I've learned about recently. It's called Hootsuite, and that helps. It actually, you post one time to Hootsuite, and you can schedule it for different times or different days, however you want to do, to put posts on all the different platforms that you have a presence on. And you post it that one time, and it kind of just spreads it to each individual platform. That way you don't have to be on that platform, you know, posting here, then posting there, taking your time. And I know for me, I get distracted. So if I'm going to Facebook to post and I might see something and, you know, that sucks up even more time.
Mm-hmm.
So to have one system to talk to all these other systems, and, you know, it saves a lot of time.
Excellent. Yeah, so, and now tell us, which is the next step for Serene Organics? What do you see some of your goals for 2017 and beyond?
Well, actually, one of my goals is, because I've heard this a lot throughout 2016, is I need to start telling my story. So my goal for 2017 is to start speaking more, do more speaking engagements, especially on the infertility piece, because when I do speak about it, I know there are other women out there that, you know, could use some advice or anything that could possibly help them. So that's one of my goals, is to do more speaking engagements, to step out my comfort zone, because I do have a shy personality, and I don't. So this is out of my comfort zone. So that's one thing that I want to do more of. For 2017, you know, just to help people and help, I guess, all this time I just assumed, you know, kind of maybe felt that it was just me, and now knowing that, okay, other women have this issue too, and I could possibly help them through it. So.
Absolutely. It even reminds me of something a presenter said at the MogulCon event just last month, which is the most recent event that Felicia Phillips hosted. But she said it was almost like you have an obligation to put your story out there,
right?
Because you can be a blessing to someone else. And that was just so powerful that
we
do sometimes, you know, it makes you a little bit vulnerable, and that's understandable, but it just, you know, we go through and have these various journeys in life, but it's not just for our own sake. It's also so that we can maybe help the next person who's on a similar path as well. So I think it's going to be awesome. You know, it's so ironic how this whole interview came about and just is an example that it was meant to be. I mean, you just kind of sent me a text, and it just gave us the opportunity to reconnect. And, you know, because we've passed each other at the Pinkpreneur and Pink Tech events, and you may or may not have known exactly what all Technology Expresso did. But when I got your text, and I knew about your product and how it sells out at the event, and I thought about, you know, we'll tell your story on the show. And I'm like, I had a slot that to get you in here. Why wait to 2017? So I'll say you already get credit. You're already ending the year the way 2017, you know, is what your vision is for 2017, which is getting your message out there. So I'm excited, and I'm going to make sure as many people as possible hear this episode and, you know, seek you out maybe for other speaking engagements. So, you don't know what can of worms you just opened up, because
right.
If people hear this, other women's groups, if you need someone to come and talk to you about healthy living and just a peaceful lifestyle and detoxing your life, you know, it's so important. What your story kind of touched upon, too, you touched upon how it's affected your mother, so your, as well as yourself, and the you talked about the women in our age group that are stay-at-home moms being affected, and it's also going to affect our children. If we start them out on the right track, they'll never have to know all of this detoxing because their bodies will be stayed clean and more pure along the way. So, you know, it's a, you know, it's, we're passing on and establishing a healthy lifestyle and undoing some of the bad habits that maybe got started over the generations and not passing those on. So I think it's phenomenal what you're doing. I love the whole Serene Organics. You can, there's also SereneOrganics.com. And just one more time for our audience, you know, let them know, how do they get in contact with you?
My website is SereneOrganics.com, and they can find me on most forms of social media at Serene Organics or the hashtag The Detox Mama, which I didn't talk about that either. But Detox Mama is my hashtag that I'm using, which is my book that will be coming out for 2017.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you didn't talk about Detox Mama. And so give us a quick spill on Detox Mama.
Well, the Detox Mama, it, like I said, is my book that's coming out hopefully by the spring of 2017. And it talks more about my struggle with infertility and how I overcame that, as well as my mom's struggle with lung cancer and how she changed her life through detox and living a healthier lifestyle and was able to actually survive for almost 10 years with lung cancer.
Oh, amazing, amazing. And tell us once again that location here in Atlanta. For those people who are listening that are in Atlanta, the location and the phone number.
Yes, where they can find me is at Rejuvenate Holistic Wellness, and that is I get the address backwards. I think it's 3485 Desert Drive, and that is off of Camp Creek Parkway in East Point, down from the airport. And the phone number is 404-941-5205.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, Kim, I enjoyed. See, it wasn't so bad. you get to start with the radio, and then we can move our way up to getting you up on the platform and presenting in front of a huge crowd. So, but you did awesome. You know, great story. Enjoyed kind of us reconnecting on a different level. I love Pink Tech. I love Pinkpreneur because it's bringing different networks together. And it's just amazing how we can leverage each other. And without us just having that exposure and, you know, passing each other, and you reaching out, I think it's so important. You go to these networking events, and so many people don't follow up or make that connection, and you just never know what one text, one phone call, one email, or just one connect on one of the platforms, what's in store. You know, it could open up a whole, you know, a whole box of blessings for you. So I just want to say thank you for reaching out to me and us being able to make this happen. Continued success. I look forward to seeing you at many more events. I look forward to seeing you up on that platform, and I'll be right there cheering you every step of the way. So I just wanted to say, you know, just congratulations and continued success to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. So this concludes another episode of Technology Espresso Radio. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And just remember to continue to listen, learn, leverage, launch. Thanks.
Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. I am Dave Blackman.
And I'm Jacqueline Sanders.
Together, we bring you up close and personal to the innovators, contributors, and creative minds in and around technology today.
Visit our website at www.technologyespresso.com. That's technology, ESPRESSO.com. On our website, you will find our broadcast with guests from all across the technology spectrum. You'll find our social media handles, our contact information, and listing of upcoming shows.
You can also keep up with Technology Espresso from your cell phone by texting the word launch to the number 41411. That's 41411.
Your feedback is welcome. Tell us how we are doing, what flavor of Technology Espresso you would like to hear about, and what guests you would like to hear from.
Thanks again from Technology Espresso, and remember, listen, learn, leverage, launch.